It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
On Skype today, we have Tim Clark, who is the publisher of the XCast podcast. Tim, welcome aboard.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Good. Why did you start a podcast?
Well, I was inspired by yourself and Julian to start a podcast. And I thought nobody's actually podcasting specifically around X Pages, so I figured that would be a nice niche in the market. And I'd done a whole bunch of stuff around X Pages, and I thought I'd try and fill that hole that was there.
Yeah, you were the guy at Lotusphere who flipped the slides for Matt, right?
Yeah, I did a whole bunch more than just flip the slides, to be fair.
Tim, I'm just kidding.
I know. You're always pulling my leg, Bruce.
I'm trying to break the ice here, you know? It's hard to do a podcast.
I'm learning that. It's not easy. There's an awful lot of work that goes into it behind the scenes.
So tell us about some of the stuff people can expect to hear on the XCast.
Okay, so we started off with episode one, which was all about the history of X Pages. You know, where did they come from? Why did Lotus do them? And, you know, we had Pete Jansen and Philip Riond, the senior product manager and chief architect for X Pages, on, and they were telling us all about how and why. And now we've got, in episode two, we've got Paul Withers from InTech and David Leedy from Notes in Nine telling us how they learnt about X Pages and how other people can go learn about it. And then going forward, we've got a whole bunch more stuff coming up planned for the year, which is all around, one of them's going to be about how you can actually, you know, what sort of things you should be developing in X Pages, what are some of the things that are going to make it easier. So some of the import-export stuff from the from OpenNTF for the... I'm trying to think of the name. Custom controls, that's the word. So how you get custom controls in and out of your X Pages apps, and then going forward, some more in-depth technical stuff. So we're going to build up the technical content as we go. But it's a learning process for everyone, myself included.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know Tim, what do you do for IBM?
I work for, get this, Lotus Business Partner Technical Enablement. I can't even say it. Lotus Business Partner Technical Enablement for EMEA, Europe, Middle East, and Africa.
Okay, and you did some X Pages free courses throughout Europe, right?
Right. So what happened was, the way that X Pages got delivered to the community at large was the guys in the Dublin labs who write X Pages came up with some workshop material, which is where the profiles sample database came from. And they put together this 2-day workshop that myself and Matt White and Stefan Vissel and a whole bunch of others went on. And they did that once in America, in Cambridge, and then they did it again in Dublin. And I went on the Dublin run. Now, what Stefan Vissel and I sat together and looked dumbfounded at each other, we sat there and went, this stuff's all very well, but it's just a text file. So it's obvious it's come from development. There's no polish to it. So what we did is we went away and we rewrote that whole thing so that it was a lot more polished. We cut it up into 26 discrete exercises. And then we wrote an agenda that originally started out as a 3-day workshop. But when we discovered people actually got it and could get through it quicker, we trimmed it down to be a 2-day workshop that we delivered through innovation centers and VADs and business partners, to business partners, basically, so that they could get the message out there about X Pages and how great it is.
Mm-hmm. Since you're on the Taking Notes podcast here, I have to ask you some tough questions now.
Okay.
So then we can wrap it up. So the tough questions are, when you have to explain about X Page, what X Pages are to somebody, how do you explain them?
So normally the people that would ask me would be sort of Notes developers or managers inside business partners that don't do development. So I've got two different answers. The first one is, for the developers, the Notes developers out there that are already out there, I say it's basically IBM have gone back and taken a look at the web development inside of the Notes Designer client or the Domino Designer client, and they've taken a look at it and gone, well, this isn't good enough. There's a whole bunch of people doing a bunch of kludges to get Ajax and Dojo stuff into web applications. Maybe we should make that, you know, a bunch more easy for them. So they've done that. And XPages is the way that you make your web applications inside Notes up to date. In essence, that's what they're doing, because we're leveraging that Dojo and Ajax technology to make those things a lot more user-friendly. And I hate the term Web 2.0, but basically you're easily making your Domino apps Web 2.0 now, and that's the developer answer. Mm-hmm. For the manager or the IT director or whatever who doesn't understand the development process and, you know, how hard it was to get this stuff in, I just tell them, basically you can make your Domino apps appear on the web or in a Notes client now, build one interface and use it twice. And they're like, ooh, so I can cut down my development time. Yeah, right, you can. Absolutely. So with 8.5.1 of Notes and Domino, you can develop one user interface and have that appear in both the web browser and in the Notes client. So therefore, you develop once, use twice, everyone's happy.
Wow, you said that in one breath. That was amazing.
Kind of. Can you tell I'm practiced?
Yeah. So are you stoked about the direction of XPages, you know, without breaking any of your confidentiality or NDA agreements?
Well, with the stuff that was announced at Lotus V, yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, one of the biggest things that's going to come up is when I'm developing XPages apps, and I don't do it that often, not as often as I'd like, one of the big things for me is the fact that we're going to be able to drag and drop from the components sidebar into the source code. So that's going to hugely help me write XPages applications a whole bunch quicker now. That's the biggest thing for me right now. Plus the fact that they fixed in 8.5.2 Designer Client, they fixed a whole bunch of this window doesn't scroll with the mouse scroll wheel issues. And I went to go and beat up Maureen Leyland, bless her. She does a fantastic job. I went to go and beat her up in the Meet the Developers lab, and she went, oh, hang on, let me try that in 8.5.2. No, that all works now. And I was like, genius.
Yeah.
So I went in with this big, long list of stuff that was wrong, and it's all been fixed. So I'm very happy about that.
All right, one more tough question, then we're done with your segment. We haven't seen any commercially available custom controls out there. Would you encourage a savvy business partner to go out there and create a suite of, outside the ones that are available as open source and open NTF, a commercial set of custom controls?
Do I think that's a good idea? That's a good question. I'm not sure, to be fair. I think, to be fair, the best thing that people could do is create custom controls and share them on OpenNTF. To my mind, that would be the best thing that they could do. I don't think making a bunch of commercially available ones would... I don't think you get many buyers for it to start with. Whilst I can see that it might be a good idea for that partner to try and increase their, their presence in the XPages market, I'm fairly sure that there's enough of a community out there that lots of people would want to see that for free in OpenNTF. Maybe they could come to some sort of deal where they share it on their own website and don't open up the source code, but personally, I'm not sure that you'd sell that many, or that it would be viable enough to actually create a commercial package. Now, Bruce, if Elgoogee are doing that, I'm really sorry.
No, we're not. We're not doing that. But I just wanted to throw it out there because I get asked that question a lot. And you and I both gave the same answer. Well, the answer I would give would be the same one you gave about putting them on OpenNTF. And you can see there's tons and tons of new custom controls being added to OpenNTF all the time. So let's talk about you for a second. One more thing. Where can people find the XCast?
Oh, right. Yeah. So the XCast is available on the XCast. So thexcast.net. And you can find it on iTunes as well. But if you go to the xcast.net, there's a little subscribe to iTunes button on the right-hand side that you can download.
Okay, so giddy up, everyone. Get subscribed to the XCast and listen to Tim, Stefan Whistle, and other people from the world of Lotus talk everything XPages. So, Tim, thanks for your segment on the Taking Notes podcast today, and we look forward to having you back and look forward to hearing some great episodes from you guys.
Thanks very much, Bruce, and thanks for the inspiration for, you know, giving me the information and skills to go ahead and do this.
Aww. A virtual hug.
Oh, bless, thanks.